Lord, let your word, your living word, be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Hide it, Lord. You've written it in our hearts, Lord, that we may not sin against you. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty. Just in my time with the Lord today, I was in, just remind me of truth in Romans chapter 5. Just such, there's so much in here you could spend like forever. And we'll just cover a few verses here. Therefore, having been justified by faith, justified in Christ, and we hear that, say that all the time, just as if I'd never sinned, because you're in Christ, we have peace with God, or you are at peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if you wonder where you are with God, you're at peace with him, okay? You're not an enemy, and he's not against you. He's for you, and you're at peace with him. So that's a great way to start out this chapter 5, isn't it? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom you have obtained or you possess your access. Word's introduction, but it's actually access. Your access by faith into this grace now in which we all stand, which you stand. We exalt in the hope of the glory of God. And we've just been hearing a lot of Christ the King and through the years about the grace, and you know, definitions have changed, but it's all there. And Bishop's been saying lately about in the life of Christ, the grace is you're now in union with the life of Christ, everything that he has, and the favor of Christ. So you're standing there. You're standing in the grace of God. Scripture, that word means actually you've been planted in the grace of God. That's where you are. If you can picture yourself right in the middle of this church, planted, and this is the grace of God, that's where you are. That's where he put you. That's another picture of being seated in Christ in the heavenly places. You're standing in the activity, the ability, everything that you have, all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. That's your standing before God, and also your favor with God. I'm going to jump ahead because this is exciting. Verse 10 and 11, then I'm going to come back. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved. The word is delivered. It says by his life, it actually is in his life. We're saved in his life, right? I'm delivered daily because I'm in Christ. And not only this, but we also exalt in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. And that word reconciliation is recovered favor of God. Through the reconciliation of Christ, there is a recovered favor of God that is now on your life. That you have the same favor that Jesus has. Restored favor, right? Something in our brains is, you know, I want to get that. You know, I want to get it from, I was telling the guys at Bible study the other night, man, I want to get so much from here into here. You know, where it's where I was like, yes, but I want to know, and I want to, even in a greater way, that I walk in favor with God, that we all have great favor. We just have to learn to walk in it, right? And if you read on in chapter 5, it starts talking about how in Adam all men were affected. So all men come from Adam, right? All men come from Adam. So all men were affected in Adam. Jesus came as the second Adam to undo the first Adam. We know that. Now, all of humanity is in Christ. All of humanity come from Christ. They're all in Christ, right? Now, this is not a universalist quote. I'm not, because a universalist believes that everybody goes to heaven, right? There's no hell. A Christian universalist just believes everybody goes to heaven. Everybody in the world will go to heaven, but they go through Christ, right? But and there's a little truth in there, because usually truth and error live side by side. All of humanity, Jesus, when Jesus died, he took all of humanity with him. He took everyone with him on the cross. He took our sin. He bore our sin, right? That's what we can tell people when they receive in the gifts. It's already been done for them. Jesus already did that before the foundation of the world. That's the reason healing can only come through the church, because we all are in Christ. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I view every man in Christ, and every man is in Christ. So if we viewed each other like that, you know, I could see Greg and Claire, and I view them, and they're in Christ, you know. James and Christ, we're all in Christ. And that's just true. That's where we all descend from. So I'm going to jump back over here. We exalt in hope in the glory of God with this grace in which we stand. Not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance says proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint. Or proven character is just who you are in your union with Christ, right? As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, all of us are caring about in our body the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus can come forth in us. That's what this is. And tribulation is designed to squeeze Jesus out of you, right? So that's what he said. Perseverance is a great thing to have. It just brings about perseverance. And in the perseverance, as you're persevering through this, Jesus is squeezed out of you because you know that you're in Christ and you know that you're under the favor of God, and he's going to use it all to his glory, and all things are summed up in Christ, right? Even using the devil to get more of Jesus in you, right? Just as the devil helped humanity get saved by having men to crucify Jesus, right? He didn't know. If he knew he was playing into the salvation of mankind, can you imagine? Not only was he stripped of everything, but it was thought, oh my God, I just brought salvation to everybody. I love verse 5. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's given us. So how much love of God was poured out in your heart? All of it, right? All of the love of God dwells in you, if you can imagine that. With the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and every bit of his love is now in you, right? That's the reason it says in 1 John 4, Jesus talks about in John 15 about abiding in him, but 1 John 4 uses that if you abide in God, you abide in God's love. Because it's been poured out within you. So we all have access to this, y'all. The grace, that's part of the grace. You have access to all of God's love for you. So what we have to do is just ask God to give you a revelation, an unveiling of what you already possess. Because all the love has been poured out. So you can't get any more than you already have. You're full of the love of God. Then we say, okay, Lord, then now unveil that. Reveal that to me. And it's been a lifelong thing for me, but there's a constant prayer of, Father, just show me your love for me. Jesus, show me. Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit's job to do that. Reveal to me the very love of God. Because I used to preach it, you know. You said, as they say, you could get a tear out of a glass eye, you know, preaching it. But I preached it at times and didn't know it. But now it's becoming more real to me. You know, and TC would tell me that all the time. And I'm like, I know it already, but I didn't. If you say that, I remember years ago, a priest we had here one time, and he said, man, I'm tired of hearing about this love of God. All right, let's get on with it. I know God loves me. Let's go on to the next thing. Hello, you know. No, you don't. Because if you're saying that, you don't. Because it's going to be something revealed to you throughout eternity. More and more, and you carry that around with you, right? So we've got the ability during these days, just think of all you carry, the love of God, and that's what's going to heal. That's what heals, right? For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly, for one would hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even die. But God demonstrates his love. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, so if Christ died for you and all the love was poured out in you when you were a sinner, how much more now than you're justified, right? That while we were sinners, Christ died for us, much more than having been justified by his blood, just as if you had never sinned. We shall be saved from the wrath of God through him in Christ. That's a big plus, right? Amen. All right. Well, use your access today. You got an access card to all that's yours in Christ. All the aspects of that, all the beauty of God, all the aspects, just play your cards. You know? Tell the Lord what card, you know. Lord, I want to give me a revelation. Open the eyes of my heart, it says in Ephesians. I want to see this more. I want to know. I'm tired of walking around with a sin consciousness all the time. I want to know what it's like not to have a sin consciousness all the time. That's part of the grace of God, that he freed us that we wouldn't have a sin consciousness. Because sin consciousness is terrible, right? It just opens the door to guilt and that you're not measuring up and just junk. So that would be a good way, a good one to card to play today, right? Amen. It's that simple. God opened my eyes. Give me a revelation of that.